Robert, walking around the Whitehall Palace stable yard on one of his weekly inspections, turned his head to hear a horse trotting rapidly on the cobbled road, and then saw Thomas Blunt jump from his hard-ridden mare, throw the reins at a stable lad, and march toward the pump as if urgently needing to sluice his head with water. Obligingly, Robert worked the pump handle.
"News from Westminster," Thomas said quickly. "And I think I'm ahead of anyone else, perhaps of interest to you."
"Always of interest. Information is the only true currency."
"I've just come from Parliament. Cecil has done it. They're going to pass the bill to change the church."
"He's done it?"
"Two bishops imprisoned, two said to be ill and one missing. Even so, he did it only by 3 votes. I came away as soon as I had counted the heads, and I am sure of it."
"A new church," Dudley said thoughtfully.
"And a new head of the church. She's to be Supreme Governor."
"Supreme Governor? Not head?"
"That's what they said."
"That's an odd thing," Dudley said, more to himself than to Blunt. "Makes you wonder what she might do."
"Sir?"
"Nothing, Blunt." Dudley nodded to the man. "My thanks." He walked on, shouted for a stable lad to move a halter rope, finished his inspection in a state of quiet elation, then turned and went slowly up the steps toward the palace. On the threshold he met William Cecil, dressed for the journey to his home at Theobald's. "Oh, Lord Secretary, good day. I was just thinking about you." Cecil bowed.
"I am honoured to occupy your thoughts," he said.
He often used this ironic courtesy to keep Dudley at a safe distance, and to remind them both that the old relationship of master and servant no longer applied. "I hear you have triumphed and remade the church," Dudley inquired.